Let's return to the exhibit hall at the 40th Annual Convention of the American Council of the Blind. Firstly, we'll hear from Denise Thompson of ACB Radio Interactive.
Terrence Whaley from GW Micro.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, the window-eyes people.
Absolutely.
Yeehaw. Well, tell us a little bit about GW Micro.
Well, GW Micro has been around for 11 years now. We started out manufacturing the DOS screen reader Vocalize, and still manufacture and sell Vocalize. And now our Windows product is called WindowEyes, and we are currently shipping version 4.1. And our product has some real advantages. Our product sells for $595, which is $200 less than our competition. And we are not copy protected in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, or the UK. So none of those authorization discs to deal with. No problem with any kind of video card. So in a nutshell, we think we have the product for people who are blind. And being blind, I know that. I use it every day.
Now tell me, how would someone go about contacting you to get information on your products?
They can email us at sales@gwmicro.com, or you can check out our webpage at www.gwmicro.com, and there you will find all of our information. You can download a demo copy. You can read all the frequently asked questions, and you can join up on our email lists and participate with some of our users and ask very blunt and straightforward questions.
And what does the future of GW Micro look like from this standpoint as far as upgrades and things like that?
Well, as I said, we're currently shipping version 4.1. We will have a free upgrade for current users that goes into public beta next week, and we'll probably release it after we get some feedback in a couple of weeks to version 4.11, which will be a free upgrade for our current users. So free is always good.
Of course. How often do these upgrades come out?
We try to hold ourselves to two upgrades a year. Sometimes we slip a little bit on that because we believe in having a rock-solid product. And we won't just release a product because our customers want us to. We want to make sure that the product is totally rock solid before it ever goes out our door. In this new update will also be support for Microsoft's latest venture, Office XP, the new product. This product will, our WindowEyes 4.11 will fully support Office XP.
Excellent.
And we're also going to be in public beta soon with our WindowEyes Professional, which is our version for Windows 2000.
Ah, very, very good. Well, I appreciate you coming over and telling us about GW Micro. It's a household word at our house.
Good.
We are on your mailing list.
Wonderful.
And Will is also an avid WindowEyes user.
That's great. Well, we appreciate the opportunity to tell everyone about our product, and I encourage you to check out our website, download the demo copy if you don't have it. And the wonderful thing that sets us apart, too, is our great tech support. When you call our office, there's one thing you'll never get, and that's voicemail.
Oh, wow.
We don't own voicemail, nor will we ever. We strictly have a human that answers the phone.
Well, that's kind of rare these days with all the automated attendance services.
Absolutely.
And I will say that as a partial, I use Zoom Text, and Zoom Text and WindowEyes work very well together.
They live quite well together.
Yeah.
Yes, they really do. There's a few key conflicts, but with either Zoom Text or WindowEyes, changing hotkey definitions is a piece of cake. So it's very easy to do that, so they can live happily together.
And they do. Well,
yes.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks
over.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Dominic Gagliano. Yeah!
All three of us right here.
Yes, we have people listening all over the world. Anyway, he's representing, is it Paul State or HumanWare?
I'm actually representing HumanWare, and I'm it's based out of Chicago. I'm the Midwest Regional Manager, but HumanWare is, our home office is in California, outside of Sacramento, and HumanWare actually covers the whole U.S.
Well, just to let you know, this is one of the interviews that people, our listeners all day have been asking us to try to get someone talking about the Braille Note and that whole family of note takers. Just to catch people up if they aren't familiar with, they've been in the cave for the last year, I suppose. What can you give us the basics of the Braille Note?
Well, Braille Note is a family of note takers that we introduced last June, spring at the CSUN conference, which is out in LA. It's a large disability conference.
Right.
And then we actually did a number of workshops and started shipping the product last June at the ACB conference, and it's a note taker that has both speech and braille output, and it's what's so unique about it is that it's running Windows CE, and so by running Windows CE, we're able to open and save documents as Word documents. We have email built into the unit, and that email allows us to do POP3, which is the Windows standard for sending and receiving email.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book reader in the unit, word processor, smart calendar, and an address book that you can contain your email addresses. So there's the Braille Note, and then last October we introduced the Voice Note, which is a speech-only unit with the Braille keyboard or a QWERTY standard Windows keyboard as the note takers, and we call those the Voice Notes because they don't have Braille.
All right.
And then at this conference, we're premiering and showing the Braille Note that actually has a QWERTY keyboard. So it's a standard keyboard with a 32-cell Braille display on the unit.
We're already getting questions, and if you have one request at acbradio.org via email or MSN Messenger, we have a question from Will, if you're wondering if there will be any future support for Internet Explorer or Winamp or similar programs that might have that type of functionality.
What we're trying to do is, in the note taker, or really we're trying to call it a personal organizer rather mm-hmm. than a note taker, because it's so much more powerful than what we've had out in the past. But we don't want to confuse it with what people would do on their computer at home, and so we think of it as a blind person's Palm Pilot.
Right.
We will have a web browser in it. It's a priority for us, but it's not going to be a graphical interface or as powerful as IE. We're not trying to duplicate that. We do want people to be able to go to sites to download books. That's real important. We signed an agreement with Microsoft to support ebooks so that you can download books and read those
very
in
nice.
The book reader. And primarily do text browsing in the document.
Mm-hmm. So basically, what I know it's a trend with most of the software that you have on there. It's meant to be functional, and especially for the user on the go who wants the capabilities to be able to do their email, do word processing, and whatnot. But obviously, the advanced features would be reserved for more of a desktop system anyway.
That's right. I think what we need is a portable system to go out and around that. Many of us that travel quite a bit use laptops, but the restriction of the laptop is that you only have 2 or 3 hours of battery life on it if you're lucky, and whereas the Braille Note family or the Voice Notes will give you 21 hours of battery life. The other issue is you really quickly need to check your calendar or look up an address or a phone number or jot a note. You can turn it on and bingo, you're instantly there, it's sort of in this resume mode. You don't have to wait for the whole system to boot up.
Mm-hmm. I'm amazed at the number of features that you guys have packed in, because people would have to carry around all these other devices to accomplish their personal organizer, their calendar, their calculator, their clock, and all that type of stuff, and you have it all in one unit, which makes it a lot easier to carry around and a lot more convenient.
Right, and that's what we're trying to do, is sort of mimic the Palm Pilot. In fact, it has an infrared port on the back of the unit, and we know infrareds as our television remote controls.
Right.
And, but yet there are a number of printers that are out there already that are infrared, so we're trying to become more wireless as a society. And
try to keep up with the technology.
That's right. And I can envision, and we talk about this in our development meetings, two people going up to each other with their Braille notes and zapping or sending files or addresses or information back and forth via the infrared port, just like people do on their Palm Pilots. And so that's what we're trying to mimic as opposed to recreating a laptop in the system.
Have you had any work with the Palm Pilot or any of those type of machines that possibly interfacing directly with them so people from a Palm Pilot could zap something to the Braille note and vice versa?
It hasn't happened yet, but that's something that I think that we're trying to look into.
Liam's asking how much memory the Braille note would hold.
The Braille note currently has 16 meg of RAM built into the unit, but we can actually upgrade the internal.
Like I meant more like a hard drive,
Well, that's kind of it. It's the RAM that's in the unit, and so there isn't a hard drive.
Well, you can get flashcards.
Right, but see, we could, yes, and we've got 16 meg in the unit. You can upgrade that to 48, and so that's all storage for your system. In that 16 that comes with the unit, actually 8 of it is used for the operating system and the program, so you really only have 8 meg of RAM there for your files. But that's still quite a bit, and you can expand the memory internally on the unit to 48. There are also these flash cards or ATA memory cards that you can get from computer stores or camera shops, and they come in different sizes from, I think, 32 to 64 to 96.
Those are really inexpensive these days.
Yeah,
all the flashes that are using them.
Yeah, you can get those online, and they're...
And the files that you put on those can be accessible just as easily as the files that are internally in the units?
Yes, that's right. It just looks at it as another drive.
As another drive.
In fact, IBM makes a micro drive, and they have a 340 megabyte hard drive or a 1 gig hard drive that's on a card. I mean, it's, you know, the size of a business card that you slide into the card slot, which is a Type 2 slot.
And I'm sure as time goes by, the units will even be seeing bigger and bigger. And, you know, first the flash card, even more memory.
Imagine, you know, just this one card that has 1 gig of space.
Exactly.
It's tremendous.
We moved from a 3 gig hard drive to a 20 gig as a standard in about a year. I can see the same thing happening for the flash card. It's really advanced the note takers. I had a question from Will about, he was talking about the wireless internet, if that's going to be supported, possibly the wireless internet services that are finally starting to make their way to the surface.
Well, we have a modem that's built into the unit, and actually there are, I think, some Europeans that have mentioned on the listserv that they've tried to use the, that they've actually had success, I believe, using the infrared port with an infrared modem port that they have on their cell phone. So I'm not an expert on that, but there's a lot of discussion on the listserv, and I might drop that location right now. You can join the listserv by going to BrailleNote.com or to humanware.com and then follow the link to join the Braille Note listserv.
And you have staff from the company that are monitoring that and helping out with suggestions.
Yeah, we try to keep it as an open discussion with people and not... we certainly don't want to censor or monitor any of it. I mean, we are monitoring it, and that if there are questions that are going unanswered, but more so we see it as a dialogue between users and a great source for us to see what people really want to have in the future development of the product.
What's the advice? What kind of advice would you give to someone if they're out in the market looking for a note taker for the first time? And you know, try looking between all different, there's a lot of different models here. There's another one coming out this year from Papenmeier. What kind of advice would you give to potential consumers?
I think what you want to do is try to get hands on the unit and see what you think of the Braille and the speech and how intuitive or how easy it is to move through the menus and make sure that all of the features that people are telling you about work. And, you know, try writing a document in it, saving it, see how easy it is to go around and change settings, turn speech off, turn on Braille. I think the best way to learn and experience, you know, is to do hands-on.
Mm-hmm. You guys come up with software updates for your users that they can download, right?
Yeah, in fact, we just released a public beta last night, and so this is our third upgrade of the Braille Note software since we started shipping last June, and we haven't charged. Actually, the question Leon is are there any games? And there is a place within the menu, utilities menu, to add or load different applications. And at some point, Paul State International in New Zealand, who makes the product, intends to release a developer's kit. And so with that, if you've got experience in Windows, you know, C++ programming, you could write your own programs or applications and games and, there are a lot of people, talented people out there that want to do it.
I think since you're in the Windows operating system, it would be a lot easier for people who already have programs in Windows to port them over to the Braille Note, right?
Right, and that's what we tried to do is, you know, to take these applications like Microsoft ActiveSync, which is already there included in Windows, and it's a utility that allows you to synchronize or send files from your PC to a mobile device, and the Braille Note is that a mobile device. So when you connect it to ActiveSync, and you can do that via the infrared, and I might add the infrared, the transfer time is 10 times faster than serial.
Nice.
So if you're downloading books or something, you want to bring it into your Braille Note, you can go infrared via ActiveSync, and it's a great way just to transfer files back and forth.
You mentioned the web browsing. What else are the plans you guys have for the future of the Braille Note?
Well, we always keep those secret.
Oh, yeah.
The browser, I think, is a priority. We want to get the Microsoft e-books going. We've had requests for MPEG files, all kinds of things. You know, transferring files from a calendar on your desktop to the Braille Notes.
And a lot of that stuff, theoretically, with a developer's kit that came out, you guys said might not have time to do all that stuff yourself, but other people would be able to jump
that's
on that
right.
bandwagon.
That's right.
With people, you mentioned the website and the email. If you also able to say a phone number where people can contact you guys?
Well, the main number or toll-free number for HumanWare is 800-722-3393, and it's www.humanware.com or www.braillenote.com.